The United States hopes to boost global trade in services such as banking, insurance, and telecommunications. In World Trade Talks, the Bush administration yesterday offered to open the U.S. market in services to increased competition from other countries in exchange for better opportunities for U.S. companies to sell their services overseas. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Service industries now account for 8 out of every 10 jobs in the U.S., according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick. He says these industries could grow even faster if trade barriers came down.
Free trade and services could expand the United States economy by $450 billion, an income gain of about $6,400 for the average family of four. And worldwide, it could help lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty.
Services include everything from finance and advertising to education, engineering, tourism, and construction services. The U.S. dominates many service industries, and Zoellick says restrictions on international competition in these areas hobble global commerce.
A nation could eliminate all of its tariffs tomorrow, for example, but if its trucking, distribution, and retail services networks remain closed to competition, goods could be left rotting on docks or gathering dust in warehouses. And that's why we've asked our trading partners to liberalize in areas such as retailing, distribution, transportation, and express delivery services.
U.S. officials say the concessions they're offering are modest, and their main goal is to get other countries to match what the U.S. already does. But critics say Americans stand to lose a lot more than the government is letting on.
This is singularly the most audacious, unbelievable power grab I've ever seen.
Lori Wallach, who heads Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, says under an expanded agreement on services known as GATS, more federal, state, and local laws could be challenged by other members of the WTO.
And if the tribunals of the World Trade Organization, who meet in secret without any due process in Geneva, Switzerland, decide that our domestic local environmental regulation, for instance, is stricter than is allowed by the GATS as it relates to zoning and building construction, then the U.S. would have to eliminate the law or face trade sanctions.
Some state officials have raised similar concerns. Peter Lehner is chief of environmental protection in the office of New York's attorney general. He's worried about some of the European Union's requests.
Demands that the United States agree to eliminate state oversight of insurance, other financial service regulation, privatize or deregulate alcohol and tobacco distribution and sales, privatize municipal water systems.
Lehner says U.S. trade negotiators haven't consulted enough with states. Trade Representative Zoellick says the critics have it wrong.
Some critics of globalization have claimed falsely that an expansion of commitments under GATS will lead to privatization of essential services like water, primary education, or health care. In fact, the United States has not asked countries to privatize these services, nor does the GATS in any way require countries to sell public sector services. And we are not weakening U.S. regulations for health, safety, and the environment.
Indeed, concessions the U.S. is now offering don't go as far as some critics thought they would. But critics say negotiations will go on for years, and it's too early to tell what compromises the U.S. may make before it's all over. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.